Hi everybody, Jessica Rosas here and welcome back to my podcast. I just want to encourage you guys today that if you are being tired or if you have been weak recently in your spiritual walk with Christ, don't stumble, don't fall. Be honest with God. God loves vulnerability. He wants you to be vulnerable. He wants you to be honest. If you cannot do it anymore, tell him. Say, God, I can't do it. It's hard. I am tired. I am weak. Sometimes I don't want to pray. Sometimes I don't want to worship. Sometimes I don't want to read your word. But I need help to find the desire for you to put the fire back in my heart. Lord, please help me. I can't do it on my own. As much as I try, I can't. He wants you to be honest. If you don't feel like doing what he has called you to do, then be honest and fall on your face like King David did in Psalms. Just be honest with God. Be vulnerable with God. Do not let people stumble you or be a stumbling block to the calling that God has placed in your life. I want to read a very strong Psalms that has helped me go through some tough times and some rocky times in my relationship with God. Psalms 57, it says, have mercy on me, my God, have mercy on me, for in you I take refuge. I just want to pause right there. We're going to go over all the scripture, but I want to explain to you what he says. For in you I take refuge. Who is our refuge? The Lord Jesus Christ is our refuge. So if we're running from something, if we're running from our obstacles, if we're running from our bondages, our sins, our mistakes, our shame, our guilt, if we're running, stop running. Take refuge in him who will help you, who will strengthen you, who will be there for you. Take refuge in Jesus Christ. He is your refuge, he is your helper, he is your strength, and he will forgive if you act in repentance. It says, I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings. We have to know what this means. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings. The Lord Jesus Christ, his hands will be upon you, protecting you from the evil one, protecting you from the enemy, protecting you from those who are trying to attack you, for protecting you from those who are trying to put your calling and ministry down, trying to discourage you, trying to tell you you can't, trying to tell you you're not good enough, God isn't calling you, this is not your calling. I rebuke all of the enemy's lies in the name of Jesus. Please know who your refuge is and know who will protect you by his mighty hand, the Lord Jesus Christ. It says, I cry out to God Most High, to God who vindicates me. He sends me from heaven and saves me, rebuking those who hotly pursue me. Rebuke those who are against you. Rebuke those who are trying to tear down your ministry. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke anybody who has been gossiping about you, who has been destroying you, who has been discouraging you in any way. The enemy is trying to destroy the calling God has placed in your life, and we will not let it happen, because in the name of Jesus, he will be protecting you. He is your refuge, and he will rise you up in his time. Lord Jesus, he is so good, and I encourage you right now that if you are going through something, or if there is a circumstance or obstacle that is in the way from you progressing or growing in your relationship with God, then you need to examine your heart, and you need to be true, not only to yourself, but to God, kneeling and telling him everything that's hidden in your heart. God sends forth his love and his faithfulness. I am in the midst of lions. I am forced to dwell among beasts. Men whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. People's words will eat you up if you let it. The enemy will use people, even Christians, even those in faith. The enemy will use them to try to destroy what God has placed in your heart. Don't let the enemy use people to destroy what God has put in your heart, the vision that he's put, the promise that he has made to you. Anything that God has spoken into your life, do not let the enemy take it away by using those in church, those in the Christian faith, those that believe in Jesus and proclaim that they love him. Don't let the enemy use them against you. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Pray for those who persecute you. Always see the bigger picture. Always see what God is doing in your life. And always know that He is there and He is protecting you through everything and anything. So please do not let the enemy get into your head. Read Psalms 57 and be encouraged today. I hope you all have a blessed day. And this is just a mini message, but I hope this encourages you to continue staying strong, continue being a warrior, and continue fighting this spiritual battle, because you will claim victory in Jesus' name. I hope you have a blessed day. God bless you. Hi, everybody. Jessica Rosas here, and welcome back to my podcast. Before we go into the discussion, I want to ask you a very personal question that the Lord asked me. The question is, how much? Now, before we go into the topic or deep into the word, I want to give you time to really think about this question and meditate. How much? Okay, now that you have had a little bit of time to think of it, let's go over it. How much? Those two words had a big impact in my life recently, because as I was praying, God told me how much. And I asked God, how much what? And He just replied again, how much? As I begin to ask again and again and again, having faith that He will soon answer, He continued to reply with how much. So as I got the Bible and I was scrolling through the Bible, He took me to Luke chapter 9, verse 52 to 62. It talks about when Jesus calls people to come and follow Him. And those people said, wait, Jesus, I have to say bye to my family. Or wait, Jesus, I have to bury or go to a funeral. Or wait, Jesus, I have to do this. Or wait, Jesus, I have to do that. So when I read through this and I really dissected what the scripture was saying, I then knew what God was talking about. When He was telling me how much, He finished the sentence through His word. How much are you willing to sacrifice to walk in my calling? And this was a very powerful word that He gave me, a very inspirational and encouraging word, because many want the anointing, many want the calling, many want to be used for the kingdom of God, but not many want to sacrifice, not many want to, you know, put down their life, not many want to put down their flesh, not many want to take up the cross and walk righteously, not many want to sacrifice for the calling of God. Instead, people tell Jesus, wait, I have to do this. Wait, I'm not ready yet. Wait, I have to say bye to my family. Wait, I have to, you know, I need to do this first. Where are your priorities? When Jesus calls you, you better move. When Jesus calls you, you better react to that calling and say, yes, Jesus, I'm there. Yes, Jesus, I am going. Where do you want me to go? Lead me. See, when Jesus called those men, they made excuses. They hesitated. And they had better things to do, apparently. When God calls you, you have to have faith and say yes, even if you don't know where you're going. When He calls you, you have to know that you walk in that calling. You have to know that God gave you that calling. Sometimes we doubt the calling that God has put in our heart. Sometimes we doubt and we hesitate because of our doubt. Or sometimes people tell us, no, that's not your calling. I know your calling and this is your calling. So we miss out on God's calling because we're fulfilling somebody else's calling. So we miss out on the blessings that God has for us. So how much? I want you to think about this question again. How much are you willing to sacrifice for the calling and the anointing that God has placed in your life? See, we all go through a broken process. We all feel broken at one time or another. We all go through a process of peeling. God peels our sins. God peels the wickedness that are still left within our hearts. God peels the things that lead us away from God. God peels us not to hurt us. God peels us to mold us into his perfect image. So if you are not willing to go through the peeling process, then you are not willing to sacrifice for God. So what God is explaining is these men didn't want to sacrifice for the calling that I have for them. They didn't want to take a step towards faith. They didn't want to follow me. They wanted to do what they wanted to do. They had other priorities. So again, the question, how much? How much are you willing to follow God? How much are you willing to throw away everything to gain everything in heaven? How much are you willing to say yes to the calling that God has for you, even if it means leaving your family, even if it means leaving your kids, even if it means leaving something, leaving your job, leaving your church, leaving something? Are you willing to do that to follow God? Jesus tested those men, and those men went to their priority. What is your priority right now? Is your priority God? Or is your priority the things that you want, which is your job, your house, your kids, your family, your husband, your wife, what is your priority? Your church? Is that your priority? Or is your priority in Jesus alone? When you have Jesus as the center, then everything around revolves around him. So again, how much are you willing to give up the desires of your heart so that you can follow his heart, so that you can follow his way, so that you can think the way he thinks, see the way he sees? You have to go through a process of purification. You have to go through a peeling process to get peeled and molded and reshaped into the image of God, into what he needs you to be. He needs to prepare you. He needs to prepare you so you can do the assignment that he has set before you. Are you willing to take that step towards faith, already knowing that God is there? You might not see, you may not know where you're going, but you know that he's there. And when he's there, everything's okay. When he's there, I'm going. When he's there, I'm saying yes. It's not a matter of hesitation. It's a matter of how much are you willing to sacrifice to follow him. He sacrificed on the cross for you. He had no hesitation. He wanted to go on that cross to die for you because he loves you. So, in the same manner, are you willing to sacrifice for him? Are you willing to sacrifice it all so you can follow in his direction? So you can follow in his path. So you can follow in his righteousness. Are you willing to make a sacrifice right now? This is not about mediocre Christianity. This is not about modern Christianity. This is not about, oh, well, I'm comfortable where I'm at and I'm still saved. It's not about salvation. This has nothing to do with salvation. This has everything to do with the calling and the anointing that God has placed in your heart that not many walk in because nobody is willing to sacrifice for that. Everybody wants a calling. Everybody wants a purpose. Everybody wants the anointing. Everybody wants the beautiful things, but nobody wants to die to themselves so they can walk in it. Very few are workers in a congregation. Very few are workers for God's kingdom. There is a big gathering. There's a big harvest in the church, but very few are workers for the kingdom. So who are you? Are you just part of a gathering? Or are you a worker for God's kingdom? That's something you need to evaluate in your heart and examine in your heart. And I leave you with this today. Say yes to the calling that God has for you. Even if you don't know where it's going to take you, even though you don't know the timing, sacrifice and just say yes. Examine your heart and examine your priorities. Be willing to leave everything to say yes to God's calling.
I leave you with this. How much? God bless you guys, and I hope you all have a very blessed day.